It's a short reading, but make sure you're listening to what God's word says about God's word. Let's read from verse 6. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Well, good morning to you all. Oh, we're going to have to try that one again. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Slightly better. Now we're going to pray. So let's put our hands together and close our eyes. And let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you for how special it is. We thank you that your word changes us. So we ask that you would change us now as we hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now this term, in the children's talks and in the all-age services, we've been hearing lots of different things about God's word, the Bible. So you might remember some of the things we've looked at. Last time it was an all-age service, we heard that the Bible is different from any other book in the world. So do you remember, we heard that there is no other book like it. One person did that with me. Let's all do that together, shall we? There's no other book like it. Very good. Today, we hear that God's word is like rain. God's word is like rain. And it's like rain because rain changes things. Rain changes things. So, let me see your hands. Put your hands out like this. Everyone put your hands out like this. Good, good. Lovely clean hands this morning. That's good. Now, what I want you to do is put your hands now together like this. And we're going to be hearing lots of things about change this morning. So every time I say the word change, I want you to flip your hands over like this. Can you do that? Change. Very good. Because change turns things upside down. So we're going to try that. Rain changes things. Rain changes things. Good, you're all on board. It changes dry ground so that dry ground becomes fruitful and food grows. And this part of the Bible, the part that we read, tells us that God's word is like rain because God's word changes things. God's word changes things by turning us around. As we hear about the Lord Jesus, as we hear about what he's done on the cross to save us, it changes us. It changes us. Good, some of you are still with me. Rain changes things. God's word changes things. And so that's the first big point, that rain changes things. Rain changes things. Hopefully not get all of them together. We heard about it in verse 10 of what we read. Rain changes things. Let me read to you again verse 10. You listening? As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word. You know, without rain, we would have a really big problem. Do you know what the problem is that we'd have without rain? Without rain, we wouldn't have any food. Without rain, plants don't grow. And most of the things that we eat come from plants and trees. So without rain, we wouldn't have any food. Does anyone know what this place is? Anyone? Hands up, anyone? Lydia? Go. It's a desert. Does anyone know what desert it is? You're right. Anyone guess the most famous desert in the world? Yeah? Anyone know the desert? Any of the older ones can guess what desert it is? Go on. It is the Sahara Desert. Now, I want you to use your eyes. Can you see any plants or any trees in the desert? Have a look very closely. Can anyone see any plants or trees? I can't see any plants or trees. There are no plants or trees in the desert. Why aren't there plants and trees in the desert? Yeah, Ollie. It's too hot and there's no rain. Exactly. Without water, plants and trees can't grow. And so food doesn't grow. Plants need water to be able to grow. And rain is the water that God provides for plants to be able to grow. So the first thing about rain is that it's from God. Rain is from God. That's what we heard about in that verse, isn't it? Now, some of us will already know this because we've done it at school. But others of us might not have done it at school yet. So let me explain to you how it works, if I understand it myself, that is. Rain makes plants grow. So I've got a little pot here. I've got a little pot. Does anyone do any gardening? Put your hand up if you do any gardening. Some of you might do some gardening. Right, you'll probably be able to help me then. In this pot, I have some soil, and I've also got a little seed. I've got a little seed. I'm not sure what plant it comes from, but I've got a little seed. Can you see my seed? If I was to put this seed in the soil, put it in there, lovely, and then just leave it there, is that plant going to grow? No. What do I need to do to that pot to enable it to grow? I need to water it. I need to get my watering can. I've never used a watering can before, so this could go horribly wrong. I need to get my watering can. And there it comes. That's in the pot. I think that's probably too much. I've killed the plant. But if I water the ground, then the water changes the ground. Can you do that with me? The water changes the ground. The water changes things. It's the water that makes that little seed grow a bit bigger, and then a bit bigger, and then it pokes out of the soil, and it grows bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it's a fully grown plant or tree. What happens if I stopped watering the plant? What happens? I'll give you a clue, shall I? I'll show you. I did this. I'm very proud of this. I've never kept a plant alive for 2 weeks before. But this one, I think, is still alive. Okay, this is the one I watered. And this is what happened to the one that I didn't water. Can you see the difference? This one's lovely and healthy. This one's flourishing. That's what that word means. It's nice and healthy. It looks really pretty. And this one is all over my hand. And it's dead. That's what happens if you stop watering plants. They die. Plants and trees, they need water to be able to grow. Water changes things. No one did at that time. Water changes things. Very good. Water changes things. Plant needs water to grow, and that's why rain is so important. I can't go around in every field in the whole world with my watering can, watering everyone's plants, coming to your garden and to your garden to water your plants, going to the farms and watering all of their fields. I can't do that. I don't have enough time. I've got to do some stuff here. But God does it for us. Rain is like God's big watering can. Rain is from God. It waters the ground. And rain, it doesn't bounce back. Rain doesn't bounce back. Now, we heard about that in the verse. Do you remember what it said? I'll read it to you again. In the verse, it says, the rain does not return to the sky, to the heavens, without watering the earth. Now, who here has been outside when it's raining? Who's been outside when it's raining? All of us have been. It's quite fun, isn't it, when it's really raining really hard. It's quite fun to be outside in the storm. Now, who can tell me what happens to the ground when it's raining outside? Clara, what happens to the ground? It gets wet. That's exactly the answer. The ground gets wet. It doesn't stay the same. The rain changes the ground from being dry to being wet. It changes the ground. And so there's puddles on the ground. You can get your wellies on. You can jump in all the puddles and splash around. And it's all sorts of fun. Angela obviously has a lot of fun splashing around. That's because water makes things wet, okay? That's a simple thing to say, but water makes things wet. I've got a bucket here. If I was to chuck this bucket over you lot in the front row, what would happen to you? What would happen to you? Or you lot over there, what would happen to you? You'd get soaking wet, wouldn't you? Shall I do it? Shall I chuck water over you in the front row? Amy's saying no. You're up for it? No, shall I? Okay, I don't think I will, because I think I'd get in quite a lot of trouble if I did. But I'll tell you what I will do, as you're all very well behaved. I will turn this bucket over myself. Shall I do that?
Yeah.
Shall I do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that. Okay, give me a countdown. Give me a countdown from five, okay? Five, four, three, two,
One. I didn't say there was any water in the bucket. I didn't say there was any water in the bucket. If there had been water in the bucket, I would be soaking wet, wouldn't I? Because water makes things wet. Rain changes the ground. It changes the ground from being dry to being wet. And do you know what? If you're a farmer, that's a really important thing. Farmers grow food in their fields, and the rain changes the ground so that it's not dry and it can grow all sorts of lovely food. So that's the third thing that we see about rain. Rain is from God. It doesn't bounce back, and it makes food grow, just like that song that we sung. I think I've got a lovely picture here of some carrots. Who likes carrots? Anyone like carrots? That's good. I'm glad you like carrots. They're good for you. And carrots grow because rain comes from God. Plants and trees need rain to grow, and most of what we eat comes from plants and trees. So over on this harvest display, we've got a lovely set of vegetables and fruit. If there was an avocado here, it would be a fruit. Those of us who were at the quiz night would know what that's all about. We've got some lovely fruit and some lovely vegetables. The ladies who put this together, they wouldn't allow me to touch it because it will all fall over. But they did give me a couple of fruit and veg that I can show you. Does anyone know what any of these things are? What's this? Can someone tell me? A plum. It's not a plum. It's a red onion. What's this? I have no idea what this is, so I hope you get it right. Let's say, yeah, that's fine. Pomegranate, probably not, but there you go. What's this? Again, I've got no idea. Pumpkin, sure, let's go with that. I think this is fennel, is that right? Yeah. Got one right, that's good. Okay, all of those pieces of fruit and vegetable, all of those things that are on that display, lovely display over there, they're only there because rain came to the ground. God sent rain, it changed the ground, and it allowed fruit to grow. Even the stuff that's up here, actually, it's not quite as fresh, but most of this, the orange juice down here, that's there because rain came. The baked beans, the spaghetti, sure, let's go with spaghetti. The fruit, the sugar, even sugar comes from plants, so we wouldn't have sugar unless it rained and changed the ground. Even the nappies over there probably have some sort of, they're certainly used to getting wet anyway. All I mean to say is that rain changes things. Rain changes things. It makes dry ground fruitful. And so we should be really thankful to God that he sends rain. We should be really thankful that he sends rain. We don't have time to wander around with our watering cans, but God does it for us. So every time we eat food, we should be thankful that God has sent rain to change the ground and make food grow. That's why we have a harvest offering. We're saying, thank you, God, that you sent rain, which changes the ground and makes food grow. But the big thing that we're learning today, some of us may be drifting off, so if you're drifting off, listen again. Because the big thing that we're learning today is that God's word is like rain. God's word is like rain because God's word changes things. I'm going to be turning around. God's word changes things. Are you doing it still? God's word changes things. Just like rain changes things, God's word changes things. And just like there's a big problem without rain, there's an even bigger problem without God's word. That's what verse 8 is about. Verse 8 tells us there is a huge gap between my way and God's way. So listen to what verse 8 says. I'll read it to you. Listen. This is God speaking, and God says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." My way is not like God's way. My thoughts are not like God's thoughts. There's a huge gap. There's a big difference between my way and God's way. Shall I show you how big the gap is? Shall I show you how big the gap is? Yeah. Shall I show you how big the gap is? I'll show you how big the gap is. Can you see my foot? Can you see the gap between my foot and my hand if I put it up like this? That's quite a big gap, isn't it? That's bigger than most of us in this room. But do you know what? The gap between my way and God's way is even bigger than that. Can you see the gap between the floor and the ceiling up there? That's an even bigger gap. That's a really big gap. That's higher than the people in the gallery. But the gap between my way and God's way is even bigger than that. Now, I want you to be able to try and do this. It's kind of hard because that's kind of half over. But look at the floor. The gap between the floor, and can you see up through the little bit of window that's still open? Can you see through there? Can you see the sky all the way up there? The sky is a really, really, really long way away. It's above even where the planes are flying around. The sky is so far away, and God says the gap between my way and your way is like the gap between the ground and the sky. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. God's way is perfect. My way is not perfect. God's way is like this lovely, healthy flower over here. Your way and my way is like this dying flower over there. There's a big gap between my way and God's way. And actually, that's a really serious problem. That's a really sad thing, because it means that we're separated from God. God says that each one of us has lived our own way and we've done things that are wrong. We've done things that are wrong. There is a difference between my way and God's way, and that means that we're separated from God. We deserve to be separated from God forever. It's a really sad thing. Can you see that that's a bigger problem than not having enough food to fill your belly? It's a really serious thing to be separated from God. But just like rain is the answer to the problem of food, God's word is the answer to that problem. God's word is like rain because God's word changes things. Very good. Just like rain, the Bible comes from God. So, verse 11 says this. Listen carefully. God says it's my word that comes out of my mouth. So just like the words I'm speaking to you now, my words are coming out of my mouth and into your ears. Can you point to your ears? Out of my mouth and into your ears. So God's word, the Bible, comes out of God's mouth and into your ears as you hear it. Or if you're reading it, it goes into your eyes. It's from God. It's God's word. And just like rain, God's word, can you guess what the next thing is? God's word doesn't bounce back. God's word doesn't bounce back. Verse 11 again says this. God's word, God says, my word will not return to me empty. Rain doesn't bounce back off the ground without making it wet. Rain always makes the ground wet. And God's word always does something. God's word is supposed to do something to us. It's not just a book of stories. There are some really interesting stories in the Bible, but it's not just a book of stories. It's not just something that we can agree with and kind of then move on with our lives. God's word changes us. God's word changes us. And so the question is, as you hear God's word, are you ready to change? Are you ready to listen and to obey? It might be at church on a Sunday, or in Treasure Hunters, or in Bright Spots, or Rock Solid, or WizKids, or Rooted, or wherever it might be, the prayer meeting, table talk. As we hear God's word, is our heart like the dry ground, the one that hasn't got any water in it, that doesn't want any water? Or are we ready to listen and change as God's word changes us? That's the question. When someone's talking to us, it's really important, isn't it, to listen and to respond. So, who here has ever been asked to clear away the dinner table? Has anyone been asked to clear away the dinner table? Most hands have gone up. Most of the adults have never been asked to clear away the dinner table. That's interesting. If your mum asks you to clear away the dinner table, it's really important, isn't it, to listen to what she's asking you and then to do what she's telling you to do. And it's the same with God's word. When we hear God's word, we all need to listen to what it's saying and then do what he's telling us to do. When God's word tells us to leave our old ways behind and turn to the Lord Jesus, that's what we need to do. We need to leave our old ways behind and turn to the Lord Jesus, because that's how God's word changes us. God's word changes us as it turns us around. So, rain changes things because it's from God, it doesn't bounce back, and it makes food grow. God's word changes things. It's from God, it doesn't bounce back, and it changes us as it turns us around. That's why we've all stopped doing those actions. But that's what the actions are. He turns us around. He changes us by turning us around. This is what verse 6 says, listen carefully. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, turn away from his old way, and turn to the Lord, for he will have mercy on him. Turn to our God, for he will freely pardon. God's word, let's see your hands. God's word changes us by turning us around. As we hear God's word, we hear that we have done wrong things, and we know that we have thought wrong thoughts. And God's word tells us to turn around, to turn from my way to God's way. The Bible tells us to turn to the Lord Jesus because he can forgive us for those wrong things. He can help us to live God's way. Turning to Jesus is our only hope. God's word changes things by turning us around. Maybe you've been going along this, because this explains actually why we change. This explains for all of us why we do change as people. Maybe you've been going along to Treasure Hunters for a little while, or to one of the groups in the week. And in those groups, you hear from the Bible is taught, and you hear about Jesus, and you hear that Jesus was loving to all sorts of different people, no matter what they looked like, no matter where they came from. And then you go to school and some of your friends are teasing someone else. Does that ever happen? Some of your friends are teasing someone else. And you don't want to join in because you know that it's wrong. You know that Jesus wouldn't have done it, and you don't want to do that anymore. That's because God's word has changed you. God's word has changed you. Or maybe some of the grown-ups, when they're going to work, and their boss might say, tell this to someone, but it's a bit of a lie, or it's a bit dishonest. And they say, well, no, I don't want to do that because the Bible teaches me that being dishonest, telling lies, is wrong. And so they say, no, I'm not going to say that. That's only because God's word has changed them. When we become believers in the Lord Jesus, when we follow the Lord Jesus for ourselves, there's certain things that we used to do that we no longer want to do. There's things that we used to think that we no longer think. That's because, why is it? God's word has changed us. And this is actually what the Lord Jesus came to do. Just like rain, just like God's word, the Lord Jesus was sent from heaven to change people by turning them around. We sung that song. Do you remember who it was about? Who can tell me what the song was about? A man. A man. Yes, go. What was his name? Shout it out. Anyone? Esther? Zacchaeus, well done. It was a man called Zacchaeus. And Jesus changed Zacchaeus. Jesus changed Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was not a very nice man. Zacchaeus was a cheat and he stole money off people. That's not a very nice thing to do, is it? It's not nice to steal off people and to cheat. And so no one really liked Zacchaeus. But Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was. There was a big crowd. Jesus was coming to his town. There was a huge crowd around him. And Jesus wanted to see what all the fuss... Zacchaeus wanted to see what all the fuss was about Jesus. Get it the right way around. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but he couldn't. Why couldn't Zacchaeus see Jesus? Angela? Because he was a little man. Maybe he was like this tall. Ooh, get down on my knees. That's hard for me at the age of 24. Zacchaeus was a little man. He was maybe this tall. And he couldn't see over everyone. Everyone was much bigger than him. He went on his tiptoes, but he still couldn't see anyone. He tried to peer around, but he still couldn't see Jesus. And so he came up with a bright idea. The bright idea was to run along ahead. I'm not going to do that on my knees. Oh, that would be very painful. He ran along ahead of the path. He climbed up a tree. It was a sycamore tree. And he sat in the tree and waited for Jesus to come along the path towards him. And sure enough, Jesus came along the right path and stopped right underneath where Zacchaeus was hiding in the tree. And then something amazing happened. Jesus spoke to Zacchaeus and changed his life. Jesus spoke to Zacchaeus and turned his life upside down. He said to Zacchaeus, come down from the tree. I'm coming to your house for tea. Or maybe something like that. He said, I'm going to come and stay with you. And Zacchaeus jumped out of the tree. He was so excited to have Jesus staying at his house. And as Jesus spoke to Zacchaeus, it changed him. It turned his life upside down. Zacchaeus was not a very nice man. Do you remember that? He was a horrible man. He did all sorts of horrible things. He used to cheat. He used to steal off people. But as Jesus spoke to Zacchaeus, he realized that he had done wrong things. He realized that there was a massive gap between his ways and God's ways. He realized that he was separated from God, and that was a really big problem. But he knew that Jesus, let's see those hands, Jesus could change things. Jesus changed Zacchaeus. Jesus is the one who had come to earth to die on the cross. And as Jesus hung on the cross, he was separated from God his Father. That's the punishment that Zacchaeus deserved. That's the punishment that I deserve, and each one of you deserves as well. But if we trust in Jesus, when he died, he took our punishment for us. Jesus was separated from God so that we can be brought near to God. If we trust in Jesus, the gap between God's ways and our ways is taken away. Jesus changes things. Zacchaeus believed that Jesus could change things. And Jesus can help us live God's way, because Jesus didn't stay dead. 3 days later, Jesus rose again from the grave. He came back to life, so that because he is alive, he can help us to live God's way and not our way. He can turn us round from living my way to living God's way. That's what he did for Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus realized he had done wrong, asked for forgiveness, and then his life was completely changed. He said, look, I'm so sorry for what I did. Do you know what he said? He actually said this. He said, I know that I've cheated and I've stolen off people. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give half of everything that I own away to the poor. And if I've taken money off anyone, or if I've stolen off anyone, I'm going to give them back 4 times as much as I stole off them. Can you see how much Zacchaeus had changed? He changed because Jesus had changed him. And the Lord Jesus is still turning people around through his word, the Bible. God's word is like rain. It changes us. God's word changes us as it turns us around. And so we should be really thankful for God's word. Without God's word, we would have a really big problem. But because the Bible shows us where we're wrong and points us to the Lord Jesus, it's the answer to our problem. The Bible tells us to turn to the Lord Jesus. And so it's really important for each of us here this morning that we listen to what God's word is saying. God's word tells us to turn to the Lord Jesus. And as we hear it saying that, we need to turn to the Lord Jesus. From myself to the Lord Jesus. From my way to God's way, just like Zacchaeus did. You know, the Bible really is an amazing book, because it's only as we hear God's word that we can be changed. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you that it shows us where we're wrong. We thank you that it points us to the Lord Jesus, and it changes us by turning us around. We ask that each one of us would turn to the Lord Jesus and live God's way and not my way. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus' name, amen.